This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's also Kraken Thursday, but more importantly, it is Mariners opening day.
Let's go, Mariners!
Yeah, and embarrassingly
Let's
enough,
go, Mariners!
I went into the bathroom
Let's
this morning.
Go,
and my husband and I were wearing the same Mariners shirt. So I'm twinning with my husband today, which is lame.
I thought you were going to say you dropped the Mariners. I'm like, come on. They haven't even played a game yet.
No, Let's Steve, this is our
crappy.
Year.
This is the year they win the World Series.
This is our year.
Yes.
Let's inform our rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is National Hot Tub Day, which, I mean, yeah, it's March, end of March. It should be nice out, but it's not really. So I don't know if it's really a hot tub kind of day unless it's indoors.
I think every day is a hot tub day.
You're not too wrong. Also, every day is a day to enjoy something on a stick. It's National Something on a Stick Day.
Okay.
Might I recommend a corn dog?
I do love a corn dog.
A popsicle?
Yeah. Yes.
A lollipop?
Yes. What about a deep fried Snickers bar on a stick?
Let's go.
Okay.
And also, it's National Piano Day.
Tickle the ivories.
You can only pick one pianist. Who are you going with?
Oh my God, that's a
pianist.
Really good...
Sorry.
I guess I gotta go with Sir Elton.
Elton John?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, my first thought, Billy Joel, because he told me to F off, so that'd be a lot of
fun. That's your boy.
But I'm leaning towards the man himself, Ben Folds.
Okay.
What about you, Danny? You're picking one pianist to have play for you, I guess. I don't know what the question is, really. Andrew McMahon from Something Corporate.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we should ask, I don't even know where Sarah's going to go with this one.
Well, the first thing that came to mind, because I went to her concert, the beautiful Taylor Swift.
Mm. You would.
Does that count?
I guess she plays piano.
That's like me
saying Peter Criss from Kiss.
I wouldn't have judged you on that, you're doing to me.
Well, that's just what I'm judging you because earlier you shamed me into wearing my Mariners cap. I never wear a hat at work. I just wear it, you know, coming in from the cold weather of the parking garage. But
you look very funny wearing it now with your headphones over it, to be honest.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I appreciate
it. I think you look awesome.
Thank you.
I was very disappointed. You were not in any Mariners gear.
I have a Mariners hat. What more do you want from me?
I want you to be wearing it all morning and day. It's opening day, baby.
That is true. It is opening day. Baseball season starts today. The Mariners, 7 o'clock tonight, taking on the Boston Red Sox here at T-Mobile Park. what a beautiful night it's going to be weather-wise, I'm sure, for the Mariners game. But you know what? We'll talk more about the Mariners with Ryan Roland Smith. He used to play with the Mariners. He's also a great analyst for Root Sports. He'll be joining us at 7:20 this morning. And if you haven't done so yet, Mariners are just cranking out some of those awesome Mariners commercials. They just released another one. It involves the man himself.
Let's go, Mariners!
And he's hanging out with another man that used to be a legend here in Seattle. It's Julio Rodriguez, Ichiro Suzuki, hanging out. You can find it on all the Mariners social media pages.
Let's go, Mariners!
The Seattle Mariners!
Authorities have now turned their focus to salvage operations, removing wreckage from the river after that massive container ship caused Baltimore's Francis Key Bridge to collapse. They did recover two bodies yesterday. Four more missing construction workers are presumed dead. The Coast Guard said reopening the waterway into Baltimore's port is the number one priority.
Have you been paying much attention to what's going on with Caitlin Clark?
Not today.
Okay, well, obviously, if you don't know who she is, she's just like a dominant force in the world of college basketball, and she's a part of the NCAA tournament. Who does she play for? It's the Hawkeyes, University of Iowa.
All right.
And she's just crushing things over there, and you know, considered one of the best. So much so that Ice Cube has offered her $5 million to play one season, just one season, with his Big Three basketball league. You know, it's that league. We've had Ice Cube here in studio to talk about it. It comes to Seattle from time to time where, you know, it's a three-on-three tournament or three-on-three games and some former players play. But this would be a big deal. Obviously, it's a college basketball player, female as well. And how do you turn that down? I mean, when you think about it, I mean, she's obviously poised to do very well in the WNBA. But even at their best, the best player for the WNBA made $600,000 last year. And Ice Cube's like, yeah, you can continue to play basketball in college basketball with this $5 million deal, you know, because you're not in the WNBA just yet. Some players from the WNBA are not happy, including Lexi Brown of the LA Sparks. She says that she's mad that Ice Cube has never extended an offer to a female basketball player before. But I mean, if I'm Caitlin Clark,
how do you turn that down?
You're crazy if you do. I mean, the WNBA on average is like, they're paying their players around $76,000 a year.
Wild.
No, yeah, of course, she's going to make more than that eventually because she's going to be a star player for the WNBA. But $5 million to play just 10 games in this league. Sign me up if I'm Caitlin Clark. Hey, as far as weather, like I mentioned, it's not going to be that nice of a day. 52 degrees is going to be our high. It's going to rain, but who cares? That means that the Mariners' roof will be closed. Mariners are going to still be playing, and hopefully we'll be coming in tomorrow morning talking about a big Mariners win. The DMD is brought to you by Kia Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, we learned that Sarah is a thief. But what she steals is so strange, so stupid, and I have been guilty of it, too. Yeah. We're going to tell you what it is at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
If you follow the Daily Mig Show on social media, you already know that we bring to the table riveting content every single day. Facts. These are facts.
Like bubbles sometimes are involved on our social media page, and sometimes booze.
Ooh,
yeah.
Naughty. If you don't follow us,
naughty.
Our handle is at Daily Migs, DALYMIGS. And we posted a picture yesterday that has four shots.
Yes.
Four things that summed up each of our individual days yesterday.
And they all kind of intertwine for the most part.
There's a lot of Danny and Sarah in yesterday's photos.
Lord help us.
We spent a lot of time together. But I'll start off with mine.
Okay.
I have a girlfriend, my soul sister from another mister is in town because she has spring break right now.
Your soul sister
Sister from another mister. Her name is Jen, and she and her boyfriend Matt are visiting because they have spring break in Oregon. And so they came up, and I surprised her with a matching sweatshirt.
Aww. How old are you guys again?
In matching sweatshirts.
We're soul sisters from another mister. You're either 13 or you're high on acid.
We're both around 40. Yes. But the front of the shirt.
So you're twinning?
Yes, we're twinning. So the front of the shirt.
Do you call each other before you wear it? That way you wear it on the same day?
Well, we wore it on the same day. We wore it to dinner last night. We twinned at the restaurant.
Oh, I'm sure everybody that was there was looking at you guys like, those are two cool ladies.
Those
right there.
Chicks are dope.
They're wearing matching shirts.
How can I get one? So the front of the sweatshirt says, you are enough.
Okay.
I want everyone to know, you are enough. And then the back of the shirt says, dear person behind me, the world is a better place with you in it. Love the person in front of you.
You are such a hippie. I love it about you. I mean, that's just who you are. Like, that's not even a phony thing, because that's just who you are as a person. And I love that.
It's so authentically Taryn to have a sweatshirt that says that.
I feel like if Sarah had that sweatshirt, say, dear person behind me, yes, it's okay to stare at my ass. I worked hard for it. Sign the person in front of you.
Absolutely. I would wear that sweatshirt in a heartbeat.
Steve Miggs, will you tell us about your shot?
So yesterday we went, I don't even remember the name of the place. So the show ended and we had a big like company meeting. It was like welcoming a new person behind the scenes, which was very cool. But we had a lot of time to kill. And so we were like, let's just go to a bar and like, you know, have ourselves a Bloody Mary or just like a drink and just hang out and just, you know, the four of us. And where did we go?
The Capitol Grill.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
That place. Man, that's a swanky joint.
Swanky.
I mean, it was expensive drinks. Thank God we were only having one, because I was like, there's no way I could have a night out drinking here.
She's like, do you want another one?
No. No, I'm actually getting a loan to be able to afford this one. No, I mean, they were fine. And Bloody Mary was awesome. Like, the place was great. The service was amazing. They have a sweet painting of Bruce Lee. Didn't even realize it was Bruce Lee there because he's in a suit. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Who's this guy? Is that, like, the owner of this restaurant? And you're like, that's not Bruce Lee. I'm like, well, I'm not used to seeing him without, like, his yellow jumpsuit or shirtless with some scars. But, yeah, he was looking pretty nice. But as we were leaving, Taryn pointed it out to me. They have lockers, and they're booze lockers for, like, notable people or people who just have deep pockets. Apparently, you can rent or purchase these lockers. And, I mean, it was like Lawyer Malloy, you know, former Seahawks player, but more known for his time with the UW Huskies, a great football player. I mean, there was like the Seattle Symphony had their own locker, which I was like, man, they like the booze.
Oh, yeah.
The Hendrix family, they have a locker there as well. And I thought that was just fascinating. Like, what a baller move to have like your own locker that has your own booze in it.
Totally.
I don't know how much that would cost, but I wish I could do that so I could do like the most like low budget. Like booze, like there's Franzia in there.
Sarah's boxed wine.
Right. Like the cheapest, like Kirkland brand alcohol. You know, just to be that, like, who is this person keeping it real?
High roller.
But that was cool. That was a great place. Their bread was delicious, and so was their Bloody Mary.
Danny, your shot took place after the Bloody Marys.
Yeah, we came back to work, and like Steve said, we had like a big kind of company meeting, and they brought us a bunch of food. And I'm talking a bunch of food from Buca di Beppo. And I love Buca di Beppo. However, I usually don't take leftovers home. And my girlfriend always gets very angry at me. She's like, you stayed for lunch and you didn't bring me anything? And I'm like, no, I didn't, because I'm not a thief. However,
but they even encourage, like, please take some of this food because it's just going to go to waste.
Right.
I mean, there's so much food.
And normally they leave it outside of the refrigerator. And yesterday Sarah was like, she pointed out to me that they put Ziploc baggies and stuff out. So not only did we just not use the Ziploc baggies at all, Sarah's just like, just grab one of the tins and just put everything in there. So we literally, I took home probably about a pound of spaghetti, pound of fettuccine, some chicken parm, and what else did I? There was one, the ziti. I took that
home
as well. The big ziti.
Look at you.
And I got home.
Did you take any of the broccoli?
the broccoli was all gone.
Yeah, because if you don't eat meat, that's the only thing you could eat.
Oh, so Steve ate all the broccoli.
Just a big plate of broccoli.
And I took that home, and my girlfriend, you should have seen, she was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So we're going to be feasting on Buca di Beppo all weekend.
I wish you would have, fun fact, Buca di Beppo was where we went for our rehearsal dinner for our wedding.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Which I thought, oh, this is a bad idea. Just because my mom, old school Italian, I thought for sure she'd be like, what is this, you know? But she loved that place. Like, she nice. Wants to go there every time she's come back since then. Like, she just thinks their food is phenomenal. I agree. But too bad you weren't in my world back in those days, because as we were all leaving, of course, there was so much food. She was, like, forcing Thea Ted Smith to take, like, trays upon trays of food. He's like, fine. And I'm seeing Ted, like, leave my rehearsal dinner. And it's like, the amount of trays of food that he had went above his head.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Ted, what's wrong with you, man? Are you... is money tight? And he's like, no, your mom's making me take all this. I don't know what to do, so I just said yes.
Sarah, your shot also came on the heels of our Bloody Mary adventure and the work luncheon that we had yesterday.
Yes. For those who don't know, I am quite the cheap ass, I would say. So, I mean, like Danny, I stole a bunch of food.
It's not stealing. They were telling everybody to take the food.
They were just
following staff orders.
Well, to be fair, they didn't tell us we could take it yet. And
no.
the lunch was still going on. We pretty much, not everyone had eaten yet.
Yeah.
But we were like, they're not going to eat all this. We're just, because we're going to dip out early.
Now I'm picturing Sarah taking a tray as someone's like taking like a scooper to get some spaghetti. Yeah, you don't need this. Get the ziti.
Yeah. And I took about like 10 pieces of bread. Like, it was a bit ridiculous.
And my favorite part was she was like, hey, Danny, block me. So that way no one can see me walking out with this big ass tray of food.
I felt like a little bad girl.
You're like setting up like a sting.
I would be the worst criminal ever. But another thing they have, of course, is like plastic silverware, which that is even more exciting for me than the food. They had the whole like the packs where it's a knife, a spoon, and a fork. And we only used the fork yesterday. So
wait, were you going around taking people's already open bags of silverware?
Absolutely, Steve, because they would just leave them on the table. And I'm like, there's a perfectly good spoon and knife in there and napkin.
Do I need to talk to the company? Are they paying you? I thought they were paying you to work here.
I love plastic utensils.
Yeah.
Like when we go to a hot bar or like you go to Whole Foods or something and they have like a display of them.
So if you go to a Chipotle and they have like that little the little canister full of forks, you'll take more than what you need.
I mean, but I'll be really real stealthy about it. Like George knows, like we each need two forks and knives, and then we talk about our quote unquote children that they, you know, oh, we need some for the kids too.
But nobody's watching.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you have to create these stories? Just take them.
Because I don't want anyone to get mad if they see me.
Now I get it. Because yesterday we were talking with one of our new boss guys.
Oh my goodness,
Dave, and we're talking, and Sarah joined in on the conversation, and we're all having a good chat, and all of a sudden, silverware fell out of her pocket. And so I didn't know it fell out of her pocket. I just thought she dropped it. So I picked it up and handed it back to her. And she looked at me like as if, like, thank you. Like as if I assisted her in a crime.
You saved the day.
And I feel like I was caught, though. So then I was like, just put it back in my pocket. No one saw nothing.
And then she's arguing with Danny because Danny's like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, well, I just like... And then I'm hearing them have this conversation. I'm like, oh, you want more? So I grabbed a couple more. And she's not like... She's looking at me like as if I helped her commit a crime. I'm like, nobody cares.
It was amazing.
There's like 100 of these things, and there's not that many people that work here.
You're not going to single-handedly put, you know, a company out of business by stealing their plastic silverware.
One texter brings up a very good point. Sarah, I think we really need to get you a hobby.
That being said, though, when I came in this morning, I showed Sarah I keep plastic silverware that I have acquired at my desk. And I have some at home and I have some in my car, just in case.
That's
so
right.
So, alcoholics, we know we can't be the only weird ones here. We are sure that you are taking odd stuff too. So what is the strange thing that you collect or take in bunches? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we know that we cannot be the only weird ones around these parts. We are sure that you take odd things, too. We learned that Sarah likes to take plastic silverware whenever she possibly can.
I'm just looking at the text line and also our phone lines, and it's very apparent that we are not the only weird ones that like to collect things in bunches.
So we are asking, what is the strange thing you collect or take in bunches? 206-803-ROCK. Trevor from Whidbey Island, medical supplies.
Yeah.
Like good needles? Morning. Like needles and
no,
stuff?
No. Like syringes and gauze and the tongue depressors and just, and like the little containers that you put pee samples in. Just anything in the doctor's office that I can get my hands on.
You take the pee sample cups? What do you do with them? Are they like shot glasses nothing. In your house?
No, they're just, they just sit in a drawer and then eventually I what? Purge and I clean and I throw everything away.
In case you need to take an emergency pee test?
Yes.
Fair. Okay, that's a good reason.
I would feel very safe around you, though. You know, if there's like extra gauze and things like that, you know, you're always prepared for maybe an injury, dude, stopping bleeding.
I don't question the gauze one. It's the pee collecting cup one.
I hope you serve wine in the pee cups. That'd be great. Like everyone nope, come over. Yep.
I actually don't drink, so I don't, you know,
all right,
there's
then
none of that in my house.
Some iced tea, and at least they had that spot where you could write your name, so at least then people know which cup is theirs.
That is fantastic.
You rock, Trevor.
Jason and Yelm, how many Crystal Light packets do you have?
Oh, Lordy, I have about 7,000 of them at the house.
Where are you getting these things from?
So, funny story, I just recently retired out of the military after 21 years.
Oh, congrats.
And they used to... Thank you, sir. Yeah, they used to give them out in Iraq when we were there. Well, in 2019, we got sent back to the Middle East for about a year. And so I seen they were still giving them out. And so my plan was I never wanted to buy Crystal Light again. So every time I went to the chow hall for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would stuff my cargo pockets with as many as I could hold.
Do you go to parties and you show up and go, hey, who wants some Crystal Light?
Pretty much, you know, because they come... They come in packs of 12 if you buy them at Safeway or something. And if they're about $4 a pack of 12. And I said, they're never going to get me again for $4.
are these the ones that like the little tubes, or are they the ones that are like the paper packet?
No, they're like aluminum packets or something. They're single servings. You put them in like a liter of water. And so I have three flavors. I have raspberry, fruit punch, and my favorite, the peach.
I was about to ask you, which is the one you don't share with anyone? It's the peach then, huh?
That would be the peach. But, yeah, so I just collected them, and I have no less than probably 7,000 at the house. And this is in 2019. And me and my daughter now that drink them, and we have failed to make a dent in the pile. So I think I kind of overestimated how many I...
Jason, awesome. You're the best, man. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you for your service, Jason. Jamie in Lake Taps, bolts and screws for you.
Yes, I do. I go to like my friends' houses. I see them in the driveway. I go to my brother's garage on the ground. I go to Home Depot and I even put them in my pocket. It's just something. At the end of the day, I find them in my makeup bag. Okay.
Has there been an instance where you're like, you know what? Good thing I have this bolt and this screw to work on something.
Yeah, because I mean, there's always something that needs a bolt by the end of the day or a washer because of what I do. You know, I work in a mechanic's yard ship, you know, and so it's like there's always needing a bolt or nut. I got it in my pocket. You know, girls have hairpins, but I have like bolts and screws and washers.
Well, you're literally nuts then, Jamie.
yeah, pretty much, sir. Yeah, that's what it is.
You rock.
Jordan in Wenatchee, tell us about your saucer cups.
Oh, yeah. So, like, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you're at, like, Red Robin. You know, you got those little sauce cups full of honey mustard. Clean that sucker out. Throw it in your to-go box. Maybe the seasoning might come with you.
Have you ever taken the Red Robin, the full seasoning salt? Have you ever taken that?
Oh, yeah. When my dad used to work there, we'd go there a lot. This was, like, 2005 early, you know. So, but we would just drop it in my friend's purse or put it in our pocket and just walk out with that sucker.
That is so funny because we got a text also that says, when I was a kid, my father would use me as a mule to steal the Red Robin seasoning salt. I would stick it in my jacket or in my sweatshirt, LOL.
I definitely had a few of those over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Put it right in the purse.
I honestly think that they expect that. Yeah, because they know,
so good.
Even if you take it, I mean, I'm not saying that they're like encouraging it, obviously, but they know that these are the customers that are going to keep coming back and eating here.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what is the strange thing you collect or take in bunches? Kevin in Spanaway, chip clips for you.
Yeah, it started, you know, small, and I pocketed those clips that you pinch together, and they hold like 50, you know, or 100 pages. And I took it home a while ago, a couple years ago. This works great as a chip clip. And it just started small. Next thing you know, I'm going, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another. And I probably have hundreds around the house. I use them the hang-up instructions for my RC cars. I use them in the garage. I use them in the house. Now my wife's a truck driver, and she's doing the same thing. So, yeah, we got these things hanging on shoestrings on the little kitchen nook, and we use them all the time.
Kevin, you're the man. I never thought to use those clips as an actual chip clip, because I feel like chip clips have become like the new version of socks. They always seem to disappear. I don't even know. We always get like a bag of those clips, and next thing you know, I'm like, where are our clips? So we only have four of them left.
That happens to me,
too. Or they're plastic, and they break over time. Yep. These things seem to last forever, and I keep accumulating, and I don't even need them anymore. It's just, oh, there's another one. Oh, I'll find one that a driver will leave in the truck on the other visor. I'll grab it. Oh, there's another one. It's crazy.
You know, I don't feel so bad about taking massive mounds of the Chipotle napkins now after hearing these stories. These are great.
Great life hacks. Thanks, everyone. Well, Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? This record is very impressive. 75 victories, 21 defeats, and 10 ties.
Some would say I'm collecting wins.
Wow. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.